This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form, presented by Premier Ag and Paso, your one-stop shop for custom soil and plant analysis, along with compost, gypsum, and other soil and water amendments. For solutions for growers, call 805-239-4297 for a free consultation from Premier Ag.
98.1 KJUG, Tom and Becky in the Morning. All right, so,
yo, B, we on the air. Look, we're half hour in today, and I'm nailing it, and you are slacking. You are slacking.
What did I just do?
Oh, you did. Thank you. You're welcome. That was nice.
You big old jerk. There's your coffee.
Thank you very much. I'd like you. Could you do that every day, actually?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. That would be great.
I only did it because I had to put my cup under the Keurig.
Oh. What are we talking about today?
Okay, so we are going to talk about a lot of things, but first and foremost, we can start with being a millionaire. How about that?
Okay, I like the sound of that. What do you mean? Like, are you a millionaire? Am I a millionaire? Is anybody a millionaire?
Well, you didn't really give me enough time to prepare, but here's the deal.
I did.
Big question today. Bringing you coffee.
Okay.
Suck it.
Dang.
The question today is, would having $1 million make you feel rich? For most people, it's not enough money to make you feel rich.
To make you feel rich?
To make you feel rich. Like, if someone said, you win $1 million, like, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. That would help out with a gazillion things, but I don't know if you would feel rich afterwards, especially living here. Would you feel rich if someone handed you $1 million?
I would. If you walked up to me and handed me $1 million cash, like, here, you just won this, yes, I would feel rich. I would immediately book, like, the penthouse at Caesar's Palace for a week.
You wouldn't pay off debt first?
No.
You're an idiot.
No, I would not pay off debt first. Are you kidding me? We're having a party for a week at Caesar's in Vegas. Come on.
I immediately would pay off everything.
Gosh, and there's the difference between you and me.
Everything. I would immediately go to the bank. I would immediately sit there. All my bills would be paid. I'm depositing this. Okay, my house is paid off. My cars are paid off.
I think you need some therapy.
House, cars, any sort of credit card, any sort of anything paid off to zero balance. And then whatever I have left over, I'm putting in savings accounts for college for my kids. And then we'll go from there. God. That would be my plan.
Stop talking.
I would not feel rich, but I certainly wouldn't have any debt.
I'm calling Jeff right now.
He would do the exact same thing. He would be so excited.
You know what? You know how they have those marriages sometimes where there's like three people in the marriage? It's kind of like a weird Hollywood thing.
Yeah.
Why don't you two marry Dave Ramsey and live happily ever after?
I would.
You guys can go to bed at night and he can sit in the kitchen and do spreadsheets and stuff.
That would be great.
The most boring thing I've ever heard in my entire life out of you.
Well, I don't care.
If I walked up and handed you $1 million cash.
Everything paid off. Whatever's left over is in the college savings accounts. And then from there, then I'll just build up my wealth from there. How that works?
Right. And then you'll die bored.
No, I'll have money. I can buy whatever I want to at this point because I can cash flow everything.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you'll have spent two nights in the penthouse in Vegas.
Let me tell you
And you'll be begging me for lunch money.
Let me tell you something. My story is Vegas, penthouse, 1 week, come one, come all, parties, 7 straight days, big fun, right? Then, with the $30,000 I have left, I'll look at my car payment. I wouldn't blow that much money in Vegas. I would have fun though for a little bit. Gosh, it's $1 million. I would, to answer your question, I would feel rich.
Well, here's the deal. The story goes, only 13% of Americans with at least $1 million in investable assets feel wealthy. So this survey was from Ameriprise, Ameriprise Financial. They found that 6 in 10 define themselves as upper middle class, while a quarter identify as middle class. You definitely think of yourself as upper middle class because you refer to yourself as that all the time.
Yeah.
I'm upper middle class.
Yeah.
The vast majority of the millionaires feel rich have between $1 million and $5 million in investable assets, including cash in checking or savings accounts, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and money in retirement plans.
I think I'm a little more lower upper class than upper middle
class. You're 1,000% lower upper class.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at, if you really want to know. I don't understand all those numbers you just said because that was way too much math for this early in the morning, but all I know is that if you handed me $1 million, I would feel rich. I would feel wealthy.
Okay, so Shandon, Al's pal, Luke the Duke, texted in and said, paying off debt is the best feeling in the world. My wife and I paid off our debt last year. It feels fantastic. With him on that. Hi, Jen. Hell nah, party time. Tom can get a few bumps.
Okay. Can you not, Hygiene? Can you not? That was a joke. You and Becky are painting me in a bad
you
light.
You do it to
here.
Yourself.
That's upsetting.
Catgirl said, "Rich, maybe not, but definitely blessed."
The thing that I could look over to my left and see stacks of cash, stacks of $100 bills, I would feel rich. All right, well, that's our jug poll of the day today.
Johnny Mac said he gets $1,000 and feels rich.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's, I mean, you know, $1,000, awesome. Again, going straight towards that, though.
Okay, no
every
chance.
Little penny.
No chance. If you gave me $1,000, I'd throw that right in the kitty for Vegas. That'd be the kitty for the next time I went to Vegas. But anyway.
That's gross.
It's just money, B. I'm older than you. I'm wiser than you. You can't take it with you. Good job. When you get to heaven, you don't get a little special medal. God doesn't pin a little Dave Ramsey button on you.
Bull, because after saying, you
right.
pay yeah. off all your debt, you're supposed to
you
give.
Earned, you earned a Dave
you're
Ramsey
You're supposed to
sticker.
Give to charities and things like, oh, now I have all of my...
I would do that. I would give a tithe. But I'm not down here paying off debt so I get a Dave Ramsey bumper sticker when I get to heaven. Anyway.
Well, with all the bumps and...
Okay,
these in yeah. Vegas, well, you're probably
be,
not headed in that direction. That's
you,
not what that means. Again,
me
this
you.
Is a hook for Captain Hook.
It is not. Quit doing the Captain Hook sign with your finger. That's not what that means.
Yes, it is.
That's what that means.
Well, that's what this means to me, a little hook.
Yeah, okay. All right. So what is the poll? How do you word the poll?
Would you feel rich if you had $1 million?
If somebody gave you $1 million cash,
don't
would you
make
feel
it
rich?
Complicated, Thomas.
Okay. Yes.
Would you feel rich if you had $1 million? Yes,
yes
or no?
Yes, I would feel rich.
No, I would not.
Okay.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form, presented by Premier Ag, your one-stop shop. Refer a new customer to Premier Ag, and both you and that new customer get 10% off at Premier Ag Paso Robles.